Before I made this course, I was talking to my friend, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, how can I design a course or do something to help people overcome their depression? And I was talking to him, he's like, well, what do you know, when you were depressed, you know, what did you want, all this stuff? And I'm sitting there trying to think, well, maybe I wanted a supplement, maybe I wanted this. And then he just looks at me and he goes, TJ, depressed people want to not be depressed. I was like, of course, the whole time I was depressed, the only thing I wanted was to not be depressed. So instead of making a course or a product or anything that just kind of focused on one little aspect, I wanted to make something that actually solved depression and wasn't just a Band-Aid solution. So this course went week by week so that you were able to implement things slowly so that you can make the lasting changes that'll keep you depression-free for the rest of your life. Really, all that matters is the solution. Forget everything about what should be the way to solve your depression, what should be or should not, but just focus on what it's going to take to actually solve your depression. So if for some reason, after fixing your nutrition, taking the basic supplements, getting the right amino acids to get the right neurotransmitters in your brain, exercising at least 3 times a week, meditating or using some form of relaxation to bring the stress levels down and mastering your sleep, you still don't feel 100%, don't worry. There are still additional measures you can look into and additional measures to make sure you stay on track so that you can stay depression-free. Depression, as you probably know, has a high relapse rate. When I had depression, I relapsed all the time. It was over and over and over again. And remember, every time I relapsed, I just thought, no, I'm here again. I hate this. I know if I come back here again, I just want to end it all. When you make these vital changes, such as testing for food allergies, making sure you're exercising, making sure you're sleeping, taking the vitamins, making sure you have enough vitamin D, making sure everything in your brain and your body is working correctly, you're going to prevent yourself from relapsing into depression. It's these changes that has allowed me to stay depression-free for years. The good news is, each month that you go in recovery, depression-free, every month that you continue on, every month that you make these changes, every month that you stay out of depression and keeping your brain healthy, all those the wiring and the conditioning that depression has on the brain reverses. When you're exercising, you're releasing BDNF. That literally reverses the effects of depression. When you're reducing your stress, you're not allowing stress to deplete your adrenals and deplete all your B vitamins, keeping you depressed. When you're taking the right amino acids, you're getting back the serotonin, the dopamine, the norepinephrine in your brain naturally, so that once those levels are restored, they stay that way. When you're taking the basic vitamins, taking the basic minerals, you're making sure you have all the building blocks in your body to produce those neurotransmitters. This week is all about keeping yourself depression-free and additional tips if you're still struggling. Hope you guys enjoy it.